It's not the pure space. And now he says, Kein de misich ha-yossi, shekishatitich b'tachshit noyim ibalade zilosayach. I gave you kshishutin, tachshitin, more than anyone else. Behema. What are those tachshitin? Novel chayach b'toyrim, ki tachshit asus ma'aponim, ha-shamine gam ato shoyisim ichticha zov tachshit ha-kolechim l'chayayim. Matzav ve'elo tolim chatichos mechuboros b'zov avon hezergolis, I think we spoke about this last time. V'cheinu inya tachshit ha-nairis. So the klal is like this: when you something that you like and want, giving tachshitin enhances its yofi. So when nobody will take something that the etzim is not nice, is you find unpleasant. Dumping tachshitim on it doesn't make it more pleasant. It's a pina, like it says in Mishnah, nezim zohav ba'af chazir. It's just like if a person were to put gold noseband in a chazir, it doesn't make the chazir charming. It's ekledik. It's like you know, when something has a very bad odor somewhere and you put in perfume, it's kind of counter. So tachshitim to whoever you consider to be a tachshit, whoever you consider to be nova, you ask the tachshitim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael tachshitim, different things which you can describe, and that's because he feels we are be'etzim nova, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds to it. So Zohav is be'etzim as a material, it's the best. If you want also and bring into it a chshivus of melacha, so lamashal, like where I make, let's say I make a very nice piece of furniture, so I take mahogany or oak or something like very, very chashuv wood, and I put a lot of good work into it. So this tachshitim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts with zahav. Umitzapin oisi bekesef, rak hazov yavrik kemoi nekuda shebetoich hakesef. Kemosh kosef tapuch zov mashchiz kesef etargum shel vayashkef vayistachi. Meloch hazu nikris nekuda sekesef bezh nekuda shebetoich hakesef. So it's sort of the work that you put into it. So it's not the kesef that you are, you know, his sort of kasha before had been, or what he marked on was, how is it that adding kesef to zov makes it better? So last time we spoke about the contrast and it brings it out. Here he speaks about it's a type of work of laying in these nekudos, and that's what you enhance it with. That malach is going to cause a kesef. So the klal gadol is you give tachshitin to the mokum that you find to be especially noteworthy. You know, the tachshit stols to whatever it is. So zosh zesh noises al aroish mishum alasa ibalasecho shuberoish. So you put a tachshit on the head because that's like a crown. If you're making a statement that her head has in itself shivus, the alat savo shetrosaguf, the neck is a place for tachshitim mikasha isabikishu the fimaser shoisabiguf. Lachain, Aishas Rabbi Akiva, Asala Rabbi Akiva Tzavor Yerushalayim Nidhava. It says that Rabbi Akiva made her Yerushalayim Shel Zav on her neck. Bekino Aishas Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel's wife was jealous. Aishas Rabbi Gamliel Shel Sis Maisin Kamoisa. So Gamliel said, you know, what you didn't do, the Maisin like she did. The tachshit that goes around the neck is connected to the meisim. Shetachs HaRosh is one mixture because Seichel is one mixture. Al Tach Shatzava Osim Mechatichas Lichas Harbik Yesh Kama in Maisim Asher Noga Yim Noig Lumachal Chachoy Asuyus Chatichas Hatichas Kashkozi Vizkainu Vashecha the Roish Ligas Asher Chibu Aval Anokim Agar Seichel Gagor Yis Anokim Asher Rab. This is a Nakuda that is in a lot of places. In Oilam Hamaisa, there was one place I always say in the Tefillin, the Tefillin Shel Yad, the world of Maisim, each Mais is separate, and B'meila, you each mitzvah is something which is really disconnected from other Maisim. It's like if somebody has a lot of mitzvahs, so I say that he has done many mitzvahs. He has a basket full of mitzvahs. If a person learns a lot, knows a lot, understands a lot, I don't say he has many facts in his head. I say he's a bigger bal bardas, a bigger bal yediyah. Sichlius is mikshachas. So therefore, the type of kishut that you make for the head is mikshachas. The type of kishut that you make for maisim is many maisim and different maisim. So the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something they didn't give even to Malachim. So in this pshat, the hashva of Klal Yisrael to other potential favorites HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael versus Malachim. That's the real hashva. So he says, I'm playing on the words also. So he says two things. There are two kishutim on the lechayayim, on the head. Each one is a mishulash. So you have Tanakh, Perevim Suvim, you have Mishra Braisa Gemara, and then each one covers a complete, from the top of the head to the bottom, a different side from the top of the head to the bottom. So it basically the same idea that we said before. It's something which each one is makib something total. Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh are distinct from each other. They're not exactly the same thing. Each one is a different nekud of Torah. But that's what a tachshit looks like over there. Savorich b'charuzim kishaticho b'tachshitin k'tanim ki ha-mitzvah se mevorim l'guf ha-Torah v'gam mifuzorim av shekol ha-Torah chibur echad kanal. So even though the chibur of even though Torah is mikshachas, the mitzvahs are one chibur. Let me add maybe a knage or why it's like that and so on. The klal is, you see in the Rambam, Lamashal, that the Rambam, the Rambam's understanding how we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad is from the fact that he's not a Baal Guf. Basically, everything that's shy up to the world of Guf must have Gvulis. You can't exist in this world as part of this world without having defined boundaries. So even on things of this world, when I start talking about abstract things like love, justice, sensitivity, all these things, you can't make gvulas out of it. You can't say, okay, I'm gonna take 3 feet of sensitivity, 2 pounds of kindness. It doesn't lend itself to being cut and put into anything. That's the nature of our, anything physical must be bounded. That's the tzura of something physical means it consists of things that, it's a lulav is a thing. and has a size and so on. Anything that goes beyond that doesn't have it. So the Olam HaMitzvos is where Torah has become part of the Metzius. That Baal Korchov needs to be peace. But when something is still exists at the level of Torah, it still is something that doesn't have any clearly defined boundaries. You can even take a mashal for this in something physical. 5 + 5 = 10. As it stands like this, it's kind of an open-ended statement, and it fits a lot of things. It fits days, 5 days, 5 days. It fits 5 people, 5 people is 5 is 10 people. It fits apples, fits many, many things. Once I apply it to a thing, to apples, then that's it. It's that, then 5 apples and 5 apples are 10 apples. Because the more something, it's by its nature, the more something is shaykh to this physical world, it's taken on gevulis, and it can't be one thing. Olam HaMitzvos is the world where Torah has come into the Metzius, and therefore it has this this Metzius. Torah zob nasilcha. Ama shaki ashnei teirim nasilcha in nekudas hakasa. Vatzalayma ki sheirish kol haMitzvos tolu b'nekudas. Kimoi yoichol yoachol. Cholav chelav v'kein kulam v'kol dava hadibo v'alafana v'kumot apuch azov mashchias kesev v'in azov nir aladaka rus v'in akudas in nir aladaka rus. So he says over here a big point over here, and we'll try a little bit to see what he means over here. So he says per azov nasilcha with the kudas akasev. So I'm a kish teirish kol haMitzvos tolu b'nekudas kmo yochal yoachol cholav chelav chen kulam. So he's saying as follows, and this is like this: the world of Torah shebiksav has in it only physical letters, and therefore you have the Torah as letters. Physical letters are ambiguous, and in order to give it the first translation into Olam HaMaisa, you need to be able to put nekudos to it. Without nekudos, you don't have any type of hezba. Just like without the full Torah Shebaal Peh, you don't have the understanding of the Prati HaMitzvah. The first understanding that you get out of a pasuk is through Nikud, through Nekudas. And therefore, it's something which the Shoresh of the world of mitzvahs starts with Nekudas, because that gives the first bit of information, whether we're talking about Cholav or Chelev, Yoichol or Yoachol. So every time it says dibu diba alafanov, the person says things mesuder in Chazal b'dashnis by Yosef Yehuda, ukemoy tapuch hazav mashkias kesef. It's like golden apples in silver covering of sorts. They used to keep, because the gold was expensive, it was in a box that was silver. So you see it only dafka if you have a fine sense of sight. There's something here in the Girsis, and I'm not sure, there's something that doesn't fit quite. He says, over here he seems to say that you need to have the kesef, the dekudas kesef, and zov is nira al dakarus, kena nekudas in azakarus, but he said nekudas like kesef. So take a look on Ha'ara 663, brings the Gaon's Nusach in Mishlei. We were sham, tapuch zov mashkias kesef, kmoya tapuch shal zov, ומחובה בכסף. הרויש לו בעיון אין הרי רק הכסף הזהב. So, when you have a golden apple wrapped in silver wrapping, so you see only the kesef without the zahav. Aval haroyeh be'iyun or be'ein pekicha, a person looks deeper, royeh shetas hakesef shem hazahav. Okay, ha'medaber dovel fanu shebetoyeh rishis pardes, v'ha'medaber shel kolay fanim, v'hayinu shem hadovel pashut v'yezeh nochen gam lefi asoyit. Hareyu mamish kitapur shel zahav mechupa bekesef. Bedima hapshat hakesef asoyit dezog, mishbanu le'malosh hakesef zeh kolay tzor, So he says over here something which is really, really, it's different than here. It fits a lot better in the pasuk over there. What he says is the chitzonius of every mitzvah, chitzonius of Torah is seen by everybody. Torah is built in a way where the more outer the layer is, the more widely grasped it is, and it takes more and more eon to see deeper and deeper. So Torah is nimshal tapuch hazav mashchias kesef. It's a golden apple wrapped in silver wrapping. So each layer of wrapping is within another layer of wrapping, and so on. That makes a lot of sense in the pasuk there. How it fits exactly with the Nekudas, I don't know. It's a piece that I don't know, it doesn't talk about either. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look at, then he has two pieces here. Mamash Adach HaSoy, let's skip that. And let's take a look at the next Pasuk.
On the prior Nekuda that we were just discussing, as far as, are we talking about justice and kindness, where itself can't be fit in boundaries where the maisim are chatichas, so to speak.
Right.
So aren't we only making distinctions between, I guess, verbs and nouns? Like when a lulav is a noun. And I understand that justice is more arbitrary, but is there something more that I'm not...
If anything, I would say between...
Understanding.
The distinction is not nouns and verb. The distinction is between abstract nouns and concrete nouns. Justice is a noun, but it's a different type of noun than a table. A table is a concrete noun. It's something which has a physical mitzvah, or first something physical. Justice is a concept. So it's a difference between, a concept means I'm describing something that's shayach to an olam ruchni, as opposed to an olam gashmi. That's the type of description I'm describing. It's a different type of mitzias, and that's why when something physical means I can attribute it to something that has clearly defined gvulos. If somebody tells me a table, I say like this. This is a table. It's long. It's broad, wide. It's made of wood. Whatever it is. When I speak of justice, I can't position it and say this chatichas justice. So I can look at a certain case and say justice was done. In this case, when Reuven got killed for killing Shimon. So I can say justice was done. So there I'm able to sort of make it more, that's sort of an individual case as opposed to the cloud. Because the higher up I go, the more abstract, the harder it is to pin it down. It applies more broadly and it doesn't allow itself to get pinned down to something specific. That's the nature of things that are.
So it's really it's conceptual versus...
Correct.
Literal, physical, whatever.
Correct. Let's take an example of something we're familiar. When you're learning Gemara, when you're learning Sugya, so when someone tells me a halacha, a specific halacha, it deals with a very specific case. When somebody tells me a lumdus, by definition, a lumdus is not a specific case. A lumdus is a klolius of an inyan, and then I can ask myself, how would this apply itself in in Eichetimtza, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, and so on. That's how this type of thing was. So that's the relationship between the two. It goes in many, many directions. That's in the Musik of Talmud Torah, can you get Kulam? That's Tomun in it. On the one end, it says, Le'a Medrash Ike Ela Maisa. On the other hand, it says, Talmud Torah Shokhan Ged Kulam, and G'dayla Talmud Shemeviah. And the answer is, it really depends which direction you're coming from. Let's give an example. If I were to ask you, what's cheshiva, money or goods? So the answer would be as follows. If I'm hungry and I want to eat, a steak is better than $1 million, because a steak is the metzias that I'm aiming for. If I'm ask you, what's better to have around the house? What translates itself to many types of foods? The answer is money. To go around bartering a steak for somebody else's other stuff, not an easy mahalach. So money is more abstract. The mile of money is, it converts itself into many things. The $100 can assume the shape of an expensive steak. It can assume the shape of an expensive bottle of wine. I mean, not such a expensive bottle of wine. I'm not sure the price is not such a bucky, or whatever. But me'idach gisa, if I ask you what is shayach to me, if I needed to choose, I'd have to choose a steak, because I can eat the steak, I can't eat the gold and silver. The chshivas of Torah lies in the fact that it's not specifically aligned to any one nekud in this world. That's chshivas. So depending for what, if it's a mitzvah she efshar says a cherim, that takes precedence over Talmud Torah. Because if I can't get food except for this, that I have to get the food, I have to forget about the money. So let's say I have a choice this morning, I could earn a lot of money but I won't have any food to eat for a long time. That's no brainer. But once I have what's necessary, once everything that's necessary is taken care of, done, the question is, what's more valuable? The answer is avada money. So that's how you deal with the ambiguity of which one is chashiva.
So I understand the progression the order of how, which one is more chashiv and less chashiv, and I understand how the Torah is abstract and polyistic and conceptual, however you want to describe it. Right. The mitzvahs saying that they are many. So I hear why the Torah is one. It's abstract and it can apply in many places, and it's polyistic. What makes the mitzvahs? Is the mitzvahs just many as opposed to the Torah, which is a klal? Meaning, lulav is I guess it's one thing, but there's halachas and lulav, and there's different scenarios in how chashiv lulav is going to be. Is that where we say it's chatichos, the mitzvahs are chatichos as opposed to the Torah, which is the klal? On their own, I wouldn't look at them as separate pieces.
But each mitzvah in itself is distinct. In other words, if I'm osuk now in mitzvahs sukkah, I'm potter from another mitzvah. Whatever mitzvah I'm osuk in, I'm potter from another mitzvah. Talmud Torah, if I'm learning Masechta Sukkah, I can look up and ask a kasha from Masechta Makis. And it's there are no gvulos that are telling me I'm osuk in this and not this. In Torah, I ask kasha from one to the other, and it's I'm always at everything at the same time. So just like when we gave the mashal with numbers, when I'm adding 5 and 5, what I'm adding is irrelevant. I'm adding everything in the world that's 5 and 5. So that's the ruchnistic enterprise called Torah versus ruchnistic mitzvah has that type of relationship. In many ways, it's like the seichel. Teira, you learn to seichel and das. The seichel and das is makif every other eva. It be'etzem, every eva is given over to the das and the shlut of the das. So the Teira to mitzvahs has that same relationship. Okay, next pasuk, Yud Beis. Acha melech b'misiboy. So it's interesting. This is a little bit of a different taich than Chazal say. Let's see. The Boshe pasuk is Acha melech b'misiboy. The melech was still sitting at the parties, so to speak. Yirdi nasan reichoy. The psalm I was wearing began to give off its perfume. Now, Chazal darshnit lehefich. Chazal darshnit that it is a terrible bush in Israel. It's referring to the Chet Egel. And the word nasan reichoy is not a compliment. It doesn't mean it gave over a pleasant odor. It means it began to smell. He learns pshat. Ajal see with the Achshav Soros HaMalka. Esmash osim amelach. Tekev shuba amelach etzla v'yashem m'siboy. Kichein aminik beispa amelach amokam echod. Af shuba b'mikra, you still sit around like sort of m'siba. Kishe bo amelach oizle mokam lahosse b'chavet gadol. Even if it was unannounced. The omra, shetek shuba amelach v'yashem m'siboy, near the pierce somish is fasim b'shmish and shpasamti, nosas reichel amelach. So amelach was very, very pleased with the summers. So the going type is all good. So I assume that this must be the Pshuto Shemekar going understands it. And Chazal when the dashing the bed, in other words, Nasa Reichel is talking about began to smell is, that's Tersha Pegas, I don't know. So just like they used to carry in the old days, they didn't have deodorant like we have. So what they used to do is they used to put spices and some in a little bag, and they would put that bag, different parts of the goof to give it a good odor. So Pish, Moshet Sorshan's Bamti Ben Shaddai, Aboysim Kosher Begufi. So just like if I had to put Sror Ben Shaddai, the Boysim would become Mischubat to my goof. Kachoy Doidali Shabin Shaddai Yolin, Gamhukum Aboysim, Avdain Eine Bekvias. So Akadish Baruch Hu, as it was Miskasha to me, and this is going back to that Kufataka, so I became more and more the misbasim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Yudala, another pasuk, Eshkol HaKoyfe Doiduli.
These psukim are the woman speaking back to the Rabbanu Shalom, back to the Melech.
Yeah, yes, now she's saying, Ad Shamelech Sibori, she's replying back and saying, it goes back and forth. Terzov Nasach Zor HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to her, and now she says, "Atzemach mesibur nir dinasan reichot shamor doyde li ben shara yolin eshagay v'doyde v'kamei geri." So she's definitely describing the pleasantness of being together with him.
So first she said, just like the pashup shot. I mean, so there is some sort of flow in the pashup shot of the psukim.
Right.
She's lost. Alternate sharing shacharas. This is why I'm black, and he says, well, even though you're black.
Correct. You're beautiful, and that's why I love you more than anything else, and therefore I will be mekash at you, and so on. There is a vague flow in the psuk. That's not, but more specific, it's kind of like, I guess, if I can give a mashal, lahavdol of Abdullah's, when you have a musical as opposed to a show, people will break out the song. It's an expression of what's happening, but not in a normal movie that's sort of set up with a time frame, so first this happens. In a musical, you know, every so often they sit down and they break out in song, kind of give over a regish. The derech of speaking in shir is to present some sort of regish. It's you're not looking so much at what is being said as much as what is evoked when something's being said. And that's the derech to mahalach of this. Eshka koyfe doyde be coming. Gadi pirsh. Achka koye doyde li kimo eshkola koyfe she godal be kerem she gedi. So we move from being together sporadically to being together mechuba together. So it's a move from, it's like when you meet somebody first time, you occasionally meet the person, you meet them more often, you embrace, and finally it becomes a kavura kamatsa. That's the, okay, we'll hold it here. Then he goes into, then he'll start going again into more of a beer. I'll be in touch with next week. We're doing some sort of fundraise in Miami for the yeshiva. I wasn't supposed to go on Monday. I was supposed to go on Tuesday evening. Rav Merkin wants to go earlier. I'll be in touch with you. We'll work it out if I can, you know, whatever works.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Ravi. I'm always flexible, so
Great. Excellent. Okay, so we'll be in touch next week, Bez Hashem. Okay, take care. Bye.
Have a wonderful week. Take care.